A ribbon-cutting ceremony today marked the opening of the first new building on the Hampshire College campus in nearly three decades. But it is no ordinary building. It was designed and built to achieve the most advanced, environmentally sound building standard in the world. The new 17,000-square-foot campus center, the R.W. Kern Center, was constructed using non-toxic materials that were locally sourced whenever possible to reduce the carbon footprint. The building is designed to supply its own power and water and process waste on site. College President Jonathan Lash said it's a symbol of the school's beliefs.
We want this building not just to be a structure that shelters some activities, but a part of who we are and how we teach.
The new building will house admissions and financial aid. There will be classrooms and a coffee bar. Hampshire College worked with architects Brunner Cott of Cambridge, Massachusetts, to design the building with the goal of being certified a living building by the International Living Future Institute. There are currently nine such buildings in the world, with more awaiting certification or under construction. The two-story timber beam and post building has solar panels on the roof to supply power. There are two 5,500-gallon cisterns that hold rainwater, which is purified for drinking. All the organic waste ends up in large composters. Kern Center builder Jonathan Wright of Wright Builders in Northampton said the project was difficult and exacting.
That's our work, is the sustainable side of the building business, and we've been at the leading edge of that for many years, and so wonderful challenge.
Wright, a Hampshire College alum, said the most difficult challenge in the project was avoiding the use of any construction materials or chemicals found on a so-called red list of about a dozen toxins.
Just to give you a context, a building like this, if it were conventional, would might have 150 submittals. That's products that you have to bring forward and say, this is what we planned. This building has over 800 submittals. It's everything down to the electrical tape, the means and methods, caulks, glues, because many of those are full of toxic materials, and you got to get to the bottom of it. So it's a very process intensive.
With the exception of the heat pumps for the building, which came from Japan, and frames for the window glass that came from Germany, everything else, including the stone veneer and the eastern white cedar shingles, were fabricated within 500 kilometers of the construction site, according to Wright.
That's part of the living building challenge, is to source it locally.
All wood that was used was certified by the Forest Stewardship Council or came from salvage. Wright and the college's facilities and grounds office worked to reduce or eliminate construction waste through recycling. Students were involved in the project from the start. Wesley Evans, a senior majoring in applied design, joined the planning committee for the Kern Center when he was a freshman.
We didn't know at the time the level of sustainability that the Kern Center would have or the depth and rigor that would go into the planning process, but what came out in the final product is really a testament to how involved the community was, how deeply the Hampshire community cares about sustainability and leaving the planet better than we found it.
Carl Weber, Associate Director of Facilities and Grounds, said it will be at least a year before the college finds out if the Kern Center achieves the Living Building Challenge standard.
LBC also talks about a building that performs. So after a certain amount of time, we not only have to say that we've done it, but we have to really prove that we've done what we said we're going to do.
The Hitchcock Center for the Environment, a nonprofit education center, is constructing a new building on the Hampshire campus that is also designed to meet the Living Building Challenge standard. Reporting from Amherst, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.